Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dengan indahnya sang mentari membangunkanku dari tidur yang lelap ini. Sinarmu yang terang mulai memasuki mata dan mengusirku dari alam mimpi.
Dan kini ku berdegar, segera siapkan
diriku tuh mulai menjalani hari ini.
Tak kabarku temui
tersenyum menyambut datangnya pagi ini. Dan ku katakan terembun membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kau guru bernyanyi, kesini ku siap untuk jalani hari ini. Siapkan dirimu untuk memulai menjalani hari ini. Lalu membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kau guru bernyanyi, kesini ku siap menjalani hari ini.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Bersari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Saat tawa ku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Hati ini tak perlu kau risaukan, toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian, lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku, ku pastikan selalu melindungimu. Katamu aku manusia super, setiap saat terlihat kuat. Tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan, padahal aku pura-pura. Ku
super, aku ahlinya pura, pura.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, yellow bikes, the heading boat races, and many more.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. Listener, Indonesian Investment and Downstreaming Minister Rosan Perkasa Ruslani has expressed confidence the newly announced members of Danantara Investment Management Agency will contribute to efforts to improve the Indonesian economy. Ruslani, who is also the Chief Executive Officer of Danantara, made the statement in Jakarta after revealing the detailed organizational structure of the Indonesian Sovereign Wealth Fund. The individuals chosen to manage Danantara are trustworthy and possess the capacity to build public and business confidence in the agency and Indonesia's investment climate. The CEO also assured the public that Danantara's members comprise figures with notable experience in financial and investment activities, both domestically and globally. Furthermore, Ruslani highlighted the government conducted a lengthy and thorough selection before finalizing the full roster for Danantara, which was unveiled by Indonesian President Prabowo on February 24, 2025. Former Prime Minister of Thailand Thaksin Shinawatra and U.S. investor and hedge fund manager Ray Dalio have been announced as members of Danantara's advisory board. Well, hopefully the Danantara Investment Management Agency will do its best to improve the Indonesian economy.
Selama ini ribuan hari ku dekat denganmu, lewati berbagai hal ku ada di sisimu. Tanpa kau tahu perasaanku padamu, sendiri ku berharap memberi kasih apa kembali. I'm maybe not yours and you are not mine, but I'll be there for you when you need me. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me. Yeah, it's only me. I will always be the one who pull you up when everybody push you down. It is only me. Sekalipun kau tak pernah pedulikan rasaku, ku takkan acuhkan dirimu. Tapi ku harap suatu saat nanti kau tahu, sendiri ku berharap memberi kasih walau kembali. I'm maybe not yours and you are not mine, but I'll be there for you when you need me. It is only me, but it's me, girl, it's only me. Yeah, it's only me. I will always be the one who pull you up when everybody push you down. It is only me, but it's me, girl, it's only me.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
bergetar hatiku saat ku berkenalan dengannya. Ku dengar dia menyebutkan nama dirinya. Sejak ku bertemu, ku telah jatuh hati padanya. Di dalam hati telah menjelma cinta dan berada di dalam.
Joining us, POI listener, and you just enjoyed two songs in a row by Indonesian talented singers, Caleb J. It's Only Me, that reminds me of Nio's song. Then we've got Naura Ayu with Cinta or Love, a song that was so popular in 80s, popularized by Indonesian diva Vina Panduwinata. And Naura Ayu is presenting the song in her own way, in a very fresh and Gen Z way. Hopefully the song really brings cinta or love to your day. And I hope your day is also supported not only by love from people around you, but also good weather. That's why now we'd like to inform you about the weather forecast precisely for March 26, 2025, taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. We start from cities in Sumatra. We start from the north one, we have Medan. That will be partly cloudy with temperatures may reach 24 degrees Celsius. Moving on to West Sumatra with the city of Padang, that will be cloudy, the thick one, the temperature is reaching 26 degrees Celsius. What about South Sumatra? It will be rainy in Palembang, the light one, with the temperature reaching 25 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Sulawesi with the city of Palu that will be covered by cloud. And then let's take a look at the other cities. In Sulawesi, we have Manado that will be gloomy with temperatures reaching 26 degrees Celsius. A similar weather forecast is expected in Makassar, South Sulawesi. Let's move to the eastern part of Indonesia. We've got a cloudy day in Manokwari, Merauke, Nabire. Then also in Sorong will be cloudy with temperatures ranging 26 to 28 degrees Celsius. Java Island will be cloudy in Surabaya, Yogyakarta, Jakarta as well, and Banda Aceh will be partly cloudy with temperature reaching 24 degrees Celsius. That's it. Today's weather forecast, Wednesday, March 26, 2025. Get the latest updates on the weather forecast in Indonesia every day with Voice of Indonesia and Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency.
Kau begitu indah, dua. Kau memang menggoda, tiga. Kau beri harapan, aku jadi tak sabar.
Langit, kau begitu gelap malam, menggenapkan hasrat engkau. Ada di sampingku, jangan diamkan aku.
Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu.
Dekap, dekaplah diriku, dengar kan debaran hati, jangan kau ragukan aku, engkau bunga jiwaku.
Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu.
Engkau bunga jiwaku, hasrat semakin terbang, melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu.
Dalam pelukan.
What is this food?
Thirsty life is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called kunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? As Goyamot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Besides being famous for the city of Srim, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now, the worry is not true. Hard-working artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon's icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we thought that my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated,
di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day would help in neighboring unit communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah, nggak sampai selesai, cuma
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in Kraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in Keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan.
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tarif.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches tari topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct.
Seandainya pun,
I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Karmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take down to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. And events like the Jakarta Fair or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Indonesia. VY listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sa Kentang Sa Kentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tells the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy! Okay.
Minggu aku metu tolan karo kanca numpang lunganing sawahan, numpak kebo karo mempangan. Kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue ora mung dewekan. Tepos liro kudu go cekelan, mending meneng ora sah cangkeman. Daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung percakung bebek kanti kumang jalak tantarian. Tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung percakung bebek kanti kumang jalak tantarian. Dina minggu aku metutulan karo kanca lunganing sawahan, numpak kebo karo mempangan. Kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue ora mung dewekan. Tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan, mending meneng ora sah tangkeman. Daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kumang jalak tantarian. Tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kumang jalak tantarian. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek, laka-laka paling molek, kutu kuat wong lanang melek. Nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek. Tung tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalak tantarean. Tung tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalak tantarean. Tung tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalak tantarean. Tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalak tantarean. Tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalak tantarean. Tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalak tantarean.
Listener, Eid al-Fitr is coming soon and many people are ready to go back to their hometown. But at the same time, the weather is still not really friendly. So what does the Indonesian government do to help mitigate disaster during Eid al-Fitr? Here is the statement of Director of Data Information and Disaster Communication at National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Abdul Muhari.
Currently ongoing and what we will be conducted by the BMPB and the related ministries and agencies to mitigate the possible climate-related disasters. So at first, as predicted by the BMKG, we are now on the about rainy season, while we still consider probably some extreme weather will occur in this second phase of March, second 10 days of March. So BNPB, BNKG, Air Force, we still conducted the weather modification operation, and together with the local government, we prepare command post at the 8th province in Java and Sumatra, continuously monitoring the situation during the in the upstream. We reduce the triggering phenomena by conducting the weather modification operation. In the downstream, we know that the key actors in reducing the possible impact of disaster is the local government, and those local government who already declared the state of emergency related to the extreme weather, we already provide the logistics and also financial budget for the emergency response phase. So we expect that once it happened, or when it will going to happen as predicted by the BMKG, the related local government can do sufficient things because they already have the logistics in place, they already have personnel in place, and they already have the budget in place.
You can listen more about disaster mitigation before Eid al-Fitr on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is Newslight. Indonesian Investment Minister Rosan Perkasa Ruslani has said the New Development Bank, or NDB, is seeking to participate in the funding of projects ranging from renewable energy to infrastructure in Indonesia. At a presidential palace complex in Jakarta on Tuesday, he informed NDB, a multilateral development bank initiated by BRICS countries, earlier held a discussion with the Ministry of Finance. It invited Indonesia to become a member, following in the footsteps of several other countries. Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs has prepared 6,291 mosques as posts under the Friendly Mosque Initiative to support and accommodate people participating in the 2025 Eid al-Fitr homecoming exodus. Director General of Islamic Community Development at the Ministry, Abu Rahmat, said in Jakarta on Tuesday, the mosque, which will remain open 24 hours, have been prepared in keeping with the suggestion of Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar, so the ministry can participate in providing comfort to homecoming travelers. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Dia yang tercinta, mengapa telah lupa tak nampak dirimu di sini? Jangankan ingin ku tersenyum, tak ada gairah, ku ingin selalu bersamamu.